Welcome into the What's Up Peoria podcast, where we are dedicated to introducing you to the people, places, and events that happen in our amazing city. This is where those who work in Peoria can connect with those who live in Peoria. We hope you discover something new with us. Here are your hosts, Jenny and Patrick, on the What's Up Peoria podcast. Hello, and welcome into the What's Up Peoria podcast. I am your host back. Normally, I haven't been on, but we're doing a very special episode today. So Nathaniel Washburn, library manager, back with you for a special episode. I'm joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Mary Lou Stevens, our director of library services, arts, culture, and library services. We have a very, very special guest in studio, which is why we're doing a bonus episode that we normally wouldn't do. We have been so lucky to be joined by the Arizona Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes, is here. So, Mr. Fontes, Mr. Secretary, which would you like to be preferred?
Dude, just don't call me late for dinner. But I do appreciate you having me here, Nathaniel. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You bet. And you've also brought a guest with you as well.
Absolutely. I brought Laura Tarek. She's the executive director of Arizona America 250. That's a commission that we've put together to commemorate the semi-quincentennial of the Declaration.
So we were asking, and Laura, welcome, and please say hi to everybody.
Hello, happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us. We were asking, what do you call the 250? Because we didn't know.
So there's a couple of different ways, actually, to do it. The way that we've decided here in Arizona is to call it the semi-quincentennial. Quincentennial would be 500. Semi-quincentennial would be 250. So there's a little math in the words. We like to be sort of spread the academic disciplines out. So
I love the creativity with math and with words. Excellent choice.
You can also
excellent.
Call it the sequicentennial. Which I don't like that word
too much now. So my brain is
semi-quincentennial.
Semi-quincentennial.
For the listeners, nobody used to know what bicentennial meant. So semi-quincentennial is what we call it, and we're excited about the celebration. Everything planning and moving up into July 4th, 2026. And Laura's in charge of the whole thing.
So, he really put you on the spot with that one. So let's start there. So what can Arizona expect with this wonderful celebration that's coming up?
Well, we are planning so many exciting projects. We're going to kick off on the 250th anniversary of Paul Revere's ride at an event called Two Lights for Tomorrow on April 18th, 2025 at the State Capitol. We'll have military aircraft flyover, food truck, historical reenactments, educational demos, and all of that will culminate in the lighting of one spotlight on the roof of the House, one on the roof of the Senate. Secretary, do you want to share your potential guest?
We have a potential special guest because... You know, it was one if by land, two if by sea. They came over.
I know
water,
the whole poem, by the way. We had to learn it in second grade.
Right,
a lot second of people grade did. Had to learn
the,
it.
The great thing is, and I guess I'll reveal it here on this podcast.
Are we getting first reveal?
This is the first reveal in public.
Wow!
But we don't have total confirmation yet, so this might be a little impolitic and undiplomatic because it involves international relations. I have invited the General Consul of Great Britain from Los Angeles to be with us.
Oh, wow.
But I told him he has to wear a red coat.
Right?
I mean, so if you're a history person, as you clearly are.
That is funny and mean all in the
no,
same.
Well, but here's the thing. Brilliant.
Paul Rennie. Paul Rennie is his name. He's the Order of the British Empire. He's OBE. So he's, I don't know if he's a knight, but he might be. In any event, great guy. I've had a chance to meet him myself. Laura, you've met him. He's a really neat guy. Had dinner with him one time, and we just chatted about this, and we were laughing our tails off at the thought of him showing up in a red coat.
I love that he has a sense of humor
and
about
it. And so, again, he's, you know, and they're interested in Arizona. You know, we get to see international folks from all over the place.
Sure.
Absolutely.
We had folks from Argentina. We had a huge European delegation. I've had a huge delegation of folks from different places in Africa. Arizona is a really important place for the world economy. In fact, if we were our own nation, we would be the 32nd largest economy on the planet.
Wow.
And so not just to celebrate the state of Arizona and our connectivity internationally, but of course to celebrate the founding of our nation, we've put together Arizona's commission And I hope, Laura, maybe you can talk about a couple of our big tentpole projects that are coming up, aside from the April 18th Two Lights for Tomorrow. What are some of the other things we have coming up?
Yeah, the secretary had this wonderful idea. You know, we have a beautiful replica Liberty Bell at the state capitol. Every state has one. Mm-hmm. And that's something that not everyone across the state gets to see. So we are going to pick up the replica Liberty Bell and tour it to all 15 Arizona counties.
I love that.
We're going to pair it with historic Arizona documents, art pieces, interactive exhibits that really tell the Arizona story as a part of the American story. So it will stop at schools, community centers, city parks. And as it's gone, and I'm going to kick it back to you, Secretary, for the bell base.
Yeah, so we also have seen that bell come and go. As we do inaugurations or big special ceremonies, it's not on a permanent base right now. And so we've gotten together with an Arizona-based construction company, a major company. We haven't made the public announcement. You don't get two. You just got one.
Only one reveal.
And so we're in early design phases right now to put together a new base in the right place for the commemorative Liberty Bell, which will have returned from its tour around the state, including to have received a lot of artifacts and implements for the what do you call those things?
The time capsules.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a 50-year and 100-year time capsule in this newly constructed base, for which is going to commemorate America 250.
Amazing.
So that is the second of our big tent pole projects. That one gets to be shared across the entire state.
Absolutely amazing. And being a native Phoenician, Arizonan myself, this gives me a lot of pride. It's very, very cool for me because I'm a history buff. And my family, unfortunately, we were redcoats. We had to leave and then come back, which is not always good. We were on the right side of the Civil War, though. I just want to let everyone. That's my disclaimer for the day. But this is a really amazing thing that you're doing, and the celebrations, the symbolism that goes into it. It's just really, really important.
Yeah, and it comes at a time when I think a lot of people are sort of looking afresh at what it means to be an American, what it means to be part of the United States. And I think this is a conversation that generation after generation has to renew. And our founders talked about this, right? Refreshing our perspectives on governance, on each other, on our space and our time. And the best thing about America, I think Ronald Reagan said it best, right? He said, you can move to Japan and live there and learn there and be there. You can move to Turkey and live there and learn there and be there. You will never become, however, Japanese. You will never become Turkish.
That's true.
You can come from somewhere else in the world and live here and learn here and be here, and you can become an American. That's so unique in the world, and we are so privileged to be able to provide that space for ingenuity and creativity and opportunity. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why this space we call the United States of America has been able to develop so much so quickly in all of the areas, law and science and the arts. There's just that creative, innovative space that we provide. And a lot of that is anchored, by the way, in public libraries.
It is.
And, absolutely.
And obviously you, and what a great segue, because you and your office and the state librarian and all of the support that public libraries get in the state of Arizona is amazing. We go to a lot of different libraries in the county, obviously, and then in the state, and across the board, the support is amazing. And we couldn't do what we do without the LSTA grants that are provided by the state.
And it is such a great space for folks to be able to go to. Here's why I think that this nation really was able to create, sort of like I said, this creative space, this enormous academic thirst, right? Wanting to research, wanting to know more, the curiosity that got us to the moon, these sorts of things. When you walk into a public library, which, by the way, was created in the United States of America, it's an American invention, a space for the people to learn, not private libraries, public libraries. This is a very egalitarian sort of a thing. When you walk into a public library, you can look around and see the volumes on the shelves and understand that there are things you will never know. And it gives you a little sense of humility, but at the same time, it gives you a sense of gratitude, because at least it's there if you want to look at it. Yeah. Right. There's something almost metaphysical about that. But that's what gives Americans our creativity, our capacity to think beyond the little box where we belong and say, gosh, somebody's thought about something that I've never thought about. And it might be in that book right over there. Mm-hmm. Right. And so this is something that I think is not only humbling, but it gives us a sense of gratitude and awe. And that's why I have this kind of very romantic notion of what libraries are about, and why I have a great personal privilege to be the Secretary of State and to have not just the state library, but the capacity to support all of our libraries under the purview of the Secretary of State's office.
And the support is truly there. And the programs that you see across the board, you know, one of the main things about public libraries is that word free. We want to make sure that we're always open to everybody.
Yeah.
Anybody in the community can come in and take part in what we're trying to do. 100%. And that's one of the things that I love, is that we are truly the community hub, right? Mm-hmm. You come here and you can be a part of it. And we've incorporated arts into what we do. We've culture is a big part of what we do. Tonight we have our Historic Preservation Committee meeting, which we are in charge of as well.
Right.
And you talked about a time capsule. We're doing
a time capsule.
We've incorporated the culture, the art, the library services is a part of Peoria, and it's a fabric of what we do.
Well, one of the other really interesting things that libraries do is business development, and a lot of folks don't realize that, but a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people that want to start a business, they'll start with their reference librarian in their local public library, and it's a really critical space, particularly out there in greater Arizona. Some people call it rural Arizona.
Yes.
I like to call it greater
Arizona. I like that term. That's
right.
Good.
Being from Nogales myself, which I think is great, I call it greater Arizona. But, you know, you go to very small community libraries like the one down in Arivaca, mm-hmm. Which is a very small community. Their public library has a room in it that is a telemedicine room hooked into TMC in Tucson.
Wow.
And what they can do is make an appointment, go in, and they can see a doctor in Arivaca without leaving their town.
I didn't know that. That's
and it is a phenomenal service that's provided. One of the reasons is it's a pretty remote community. But, you know, bottom line is this is a service provided by the public library. So people think of public library sort of as stacks of books. There's so much more than that. They're meeting spaces or community spaces. And you can engage the rest of the public in so many different ways. And so that's why I'm a big supporter. And I know everybody listening is also a big supporter. I know the Friends of the Peoria Library could always use a little bit of help. And given the uncertain times that we're looking forward to, perhaps, you know, we give federal grants out to libraries across the board. Let's just be real. You know, the sobering thing is we're in a space right now where we're not sure how much of that support is going to remain. And at the end of the day, libraries are so incredibly valuable. They need that kind of support. And I'm so happy to have learned today that the Friends of the Peoria Library exists, and they do support this really amazing institution.
They do. They give us thousands and thousands of dollars every year.
Yeah.
It's been the relationship is fantastic. What they do is amazing. They help us with programming, books. I mean, they do it all. And they're always willing to step up and volunteer, all volunteers. And a lot of the folks that help us get done what we get done in our libraries, they're all volunteers.
The beautiful thing about an organization like that, not just the volunteer hours and the donations, but, you know, just that whatever bit of energy that gets spent into it, most of the folks that support the Friends and thereby support the library, they'll never see the product of their help. They'll never see that end result. That is a true generosity, a truly humble behind-the-scenes support that is really, it's actually magnanimous. It's one of those beautiful ways that people can just pay it forward to some kid who's going to catch that spark and become, you know, the physicist who you know, resolves all of the questions of the universe, or that great artist who can create something that inspires others to great works. These are the things that are created and born out of the kind of support that organizations like that give, and this is the hub for those things to happen. So folks that are listening in Peoria, take great pride. You've got an amazing group of people here and a high-class institution that I think deserves all the support it can get.
Thank you for that.
We couldn't have said that better myself. Thank you.
And we do appreciate it. And we are, you know, I live in Peoria. I get to work and live in the city. I get to live in the city I work in, which is phenomenal. And Peoria is a community of givers. We have some amazing things. We have, you know, these centers that, you know, our Veterans Wall out at our community center, Rio Vista Community Center out there, or
Recreation Center.
Yeah, our Veterans Memorial Wall is something very special for the community. And I think that something you said, Mr. Fontes, is that we're looking not only for the ability to bring people together here because of the free programming, but we're looking to challenge the next generation. And that was what libraries were for me growing up, was a place where I could go and direct my own learning, my own exploration, my own ability to, I loved school, I loved my teachers, but the library was my playground. And when we see those kinds of things happening in our libraries, we get pretty darn excited, and it spurs more innovation, it spurs more challenge. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you said the friends don't necessarily see what the next generation's going to bring, neither do we necessarily, but I know it's coming. And that's what gets me up every morning, is the idea that that little boy I just saw over in the stacks with his mom, he's going to be that next generation that is changing the future for our communities. And that is very humbling and inspiring.
Well, and it's the quintessential American thing to be challenged, right? To be able to have a conversation with someone who you may disagree with, mm-hmm. on yes. whatever the matter may be, and listen respectfully and perhaps disagree respectfully, right? This is what the American society was built for. And the idea of having two books sitting next to each other on a shelf that may have, you know, completely divergent ideas about a particular subject, that in and of itself symbolizes what is amazing about this country, that we can have differing ideas and differing points of view and still sit on the same shelf right next to each other, live right next to each other on the same street, and have each other's back as Americans, as neighbors, and respect those differences as our strength. You know, a lot of people say diversity is our strength, and I don't think that really is accurately appointed to religion or language or race or any of these other divisive things. I think diversity of thought, yes. diversity in ideas, diversity in perspectives, this is the strength of this nation. We are not North Korea, where we all think the same and we have to think the same. We are stronger because of our differences, and that pushes us forward. It pushes all of us to be better. Those challenges sharpen the blade. Of intellect, and they sharpen the blade of perspective, and I think it makes us stronger that we can disagree. And that's why I just love libraries, and I love the fact that we've got them in such a great form in the Peoria Public Library right here. And there are a variety of branches here in Peoria
right? We have our main branch here, and then our Sunrise Mountain branch, which is now more in central Peoria. It used to be kind of north Peoria, but with development mm-hmm. and growth, it's moved more to the central, and a beautiful building. And again, just an area where people can come, enjoy. We have, going back to your comment about running your business, we have people that run their businesses. They're small entrepreneurs that literally mm-hmm. are in that library every day. Mm-hmm. Running their business out of the library. And you think of the overhead it saves them, they're able to do what they do, contribute to the community because of what the public library gives
yeah.
them.
Yeah, well, that's opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people like. There's so much here. There's so much here. And that's the exciting thing. And that's why I'm a big supporter.
Well, and I think one of the things that we are always looking to, we all in this room and anyone listening probably knows the value. I think our challenge is getting that awareness to those that don't know and really spreading that word, because we have so many resources, not only in the physical buildings, but in our online resources and other ways that you can participate and learn. And so we're always looking for new ways to get that awareness and get that education out to the far reaches of our community and those that are coming, because we're growing faster than any place else that I can think of in this country, the West Valley in particular. So bringing all those new people into our community is a great way to bring them into our libraries and show them the power of a library card.
Well, you certainly have the beautiful space here to gather folks together. And, you know, I think it's a great place for folks to have meetings of different organizations and different planning sessions, whatever. That in and of itself will bring people around, and word of mouth is sometimes the most powerful way to do things. But I'm not going to tell you guys how to do your business. You're clearly doing a great job without my advice, and I just encourage you to keep up the great work.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we know we have 250 AZ coming, so thanks for talking about that as well. Anything else on the horizon, Mr. Secretary, that's coming up that our listeners need to know about from your office?
Well, we've got a whole bunch of things that we have been working on. I do want to do a slight look back and give out a kudos to elections officials in Arizona for 2024.
Yes, absolutely.
Bravo. It was a great job.
And I will point something out that's, you know, it's sometimes tough to talk about, but we ran an amazing election in spite of the fact that there was, I don't know if you guys knew this, there were 15 bomb threats on election day in Arizona.
Yeah.
And because our office put on that training that included state, federal, and local law enforcement agencies, we included local and national media, we included emergency planners and other county folks, we had minimal disruptions, even though we had that many threats across the entire state. So we ran an amazing election under very, very difficult circumstances, and most people didn't see any disruptions at all. So I'm very proud, and I want to highlight that work because it was a year and a half, if not more, of planning that went into that. Now, looking to the future, you know, we get to throw a party on July 4th, 2026. So, you know, I just want to bring some focus back to Laura here and some of the things that are out there. Laura, where can folks find a little bit more information before we get that full-blown website up? Because it's not quite up yet.
Please follow us on socials. You can find the commission's work on Facebook, on Instagram, on Threads, and X. We're at America250AZ.
All right. And it's big up on the website, the Secretary of State website. I was on there. It says right when you open it up, 250AZ.
AZSOS.gov.
Right there. So you can get a lot of information there as well. Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for taking the time with us. This has been an amazing chat. Thank you for sharing. Laura, thank you for sharing all the information on the wonderful celebration that's going to be happening. And it sounds
can't wait to share with our commission this afternoon about this. It's very
exciting.
Multiple
celebrations going on, not just one, which I think is really, really cool, that there's going to be a lot of things along the line. So that's exciting. So again, thank you to both of you for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And thanks for visiting our library.
Happy to be here, and I'll be happy to return soon.
We'll have you anytime. We'll have you anytime.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Mary Lou, as always, thank you for being here as well. We want to thank the Secretary of State again for being here, Laura for being here. And as always, this is where you come to get your information about Peoria. So make sure you're tuning into our podcast. We have great information about all the services in Peoria. So until next time, this is What's Up Peoria. Thanks for listening to the What's Up Peoria podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. If you'd like to connect with our team, please email us at whatsuppeoria@peoriaaz.gov. Until next time, this is What's Up Peoria.